Here are the answers to the big gardening quiz. First off is the plant section. Answer is 1, acidic. 2, B200. 3, rainbow. 4, wisteria. 5, foxglove, dandelion, marigold, loosestrife, tulip, and snapdragon. And number 6, Crocus sativus. Wildlife. 7, 24. 8, sea. Now move on to trivia. 9, Dubai Miracle Garden. It's approximately 72 square meters. 10, 1847 by Sir Charles Isham. 11, Percy Thrower. And 12, A, most people burn off at least 300 calories an hour. Now move on to TV and magazine. 13, 7. 14. On the edge of Ilkley Moor in Yorkshire. 15. Patty, the Yorkshire Terrier.
On test this month, hand push mowers. Here are 4 of the best buys according to Gardening World's experts. Best all round is the Gardena Comfort Hand Cylinder 400C. It costs £172.98. Well designed, sturdy, easy to use and cuts efficiently with little effort. It has a folding handle, a clear range of cutting heights and the largest grass collector. Best for ease of use, the Wolf Garten WPCMF. It costs £79.99. A small, well-made mower that's easy to use and cuts well, moving efficiently even across shaped lawns. The front grass collector is small but caught the clippings perfectly. Best for value, the Cobra HM381. It costs £55. This light, compact mower is simple both to put together and to use, moving smoothly around the garden. It's well thought out, with an easy height of cut adjuster, and is excellent value for money. And last but not least, best for performance. The Webb WEH18. It costs £114.99. A quality mower at a good price. It's wide, with the most cutting heights and the highest cut, so it copes with longer grass and gives a precise cut. Simple to adjust, and the front collector works well.
Back to basics. Maintain roses. Snip off fading rose blooms to keep them flowering for longer. Many roses are repeat flowerers, but some have just one flowering period in the summer. Then they develop decorative hips for winter. Deadheading keeps the rose in growth and is a good opportunity to look out for pests and diseases. Roses come in many forms, so check what you have before you embark on major pruning. Most, except for the climbing types, can wait until next spring, unless there are straggly branches in the way that you need to prune back. Some of the oldest shoots of rambling roses can be pruned out, with new stems selected and tied in to replace them. Trim back the side shoots too. There are still a few growing weeks left, so expect some new growth as the plant recovers. Hand weed around your roses to ensure they get their share of nutrients and moisture. In dry weather, give these shrubs a good weekly soak at the base. Four ways to keep roses in good health. Keep deadheading unless the hips look good. Tidy rambling roses now by pruning out the oldest shoots. Tie in stems for next year and shorten all the side shoots by a third. Inspect shoots regularly for pests and pick off caterpillars feeding on the leaves. Use natural pyrethrin or a soap-based wash to control aphids, unless there are ladybirds feeding. Pick up the leaf litter on the ground and cut off leaves showing signs of black spot disease. The plant will soon recover and you will have reduced the chance of reinfection. Soak your roses at the roots in dry weather. Particularly those in pots, sprinkle a granular rose feed around the base of plants to keep them healthy in the long flowering season. Harvest greenhouse crops. Pick aubergines, cucumbers, peppers, and tomatoes. If you're growing melons, they may well be ready too. You'll know by the sweet smell of the fruit. Cut the tomatoes in your hand and pull away from the truss. Use secateurs to cut the other crops listed. They'll keep longer if you leave a long stalk. Trim herbs such as basil back to growing point, where it will rapidly grow new shoots. Collect the outer leaves of cut and come again salad crops to keep the centres producing more leaves. Keep on top of ventilation. Open the windows on sunny days to ventilate the greenhouse. Temperatures drop at night, so if the greenhouse is not ventilated properly, moisture droplets will gather, encouraging fungal disease to thrive, particularly on plants with soft growth. Adequate airflow reduces humidity, so open the vents when watering in the morning. Avoid watering at night, so your plants are not sitting in cool, humid air. Close the windows once the sun fades to keep plants warm. Look out for vine weevils. Adult vine weevils are a sign that the larvae are present in your compost. Water on control nematodes before they destroy your roots. Sow parsley. Sow seeds of parsley into pots or modular trays for fresh supplies through winter. Fill pots with multipurpose compost, firm the surface, then scatter the seeds and cover with a 1 cm layer of compost or vermiculite. Water and keep the compost moist, especially in hot weather, and put the trays in a warm spot on the bench. Be patient, as parsley can take up to 3 weeks to germinate. Don't forget, take softwood cuttings of fuchsias and pelargoniums to overwinter the plants. Sow spring flowering pot plants like sapigoslis. Start forcing prepared hyacinth bulbs for winter. Tidy up dead leaves so they don't harbour pests and disease. Check sweet corn. Examine the tops of sweet corn cobs and when the flower tassels turn brown, test them for ripeness. Peel back the early sheath around the cob and press your fingernail into a kernel. If the sap is clear, then the cob is still developing. If it is milky, then it's ready. The lowest cobs will be ready first. Pick by snapping off the cob sharply down the stem. Take the leafy layers off the cob, then either cook it whole to eat it as it is, or use a sharp knife to cut the kernels off and add to salads, hot dishes and pickles. Harvest beans. Pick runner and French beans to keep them cropping, and before they get knobbly and tough, hold the top of the truss with one hand to stop it breaking, and take the beans that are ready. Be careful not to miss any or the plant will slow down production. They're best eaten fresh, but will freeze well if you blanch them first. Plant strawberries. Plant new strawberry plants into pots of potting compost or into a weed-free bed, ready for a crop next summer. Make sure the ground is firm and that the young plants go in with the crown height at the surface. If they are too deep, they'll rot. Pinch out any runners that start to grow to keep the energy in the main plant. This will encourage a strong root system to develop before winter that will support a burst of spring growth and bumper crop next June. Look out for plum rust. This fungal disease shows as orange spots on the leaves, turning darker as the season progresses. Although rust looks unsightly, no action is needed as it is unlikely to reduce the size of your plum crop. Crop and prepare onions for storage. Line a large tray with newspaper so you can dry your onions for storage. These are ready to harvest when the foliage fades and drops to the ground. Lift the onions, brush off all the soil and check them for damage. Use the damaged ones straight away and line the rest in the trays with the bulbs exposed. If there's plenty of sunshine, put them outside to dry. Once dry, remove the old foliage and store the onions in net sacks or hang them up. Cut back summer raspberries. Prune out the old raspberry canes that were harvested mid-season. By now, there'll be a mix of stems to sort out. Cut the old ones to ground level, and the new canes that grew this season, select the strongest for next year, about 6 to 8 per plant, and tie them into the wires where the old fruiting canes were. Prune out the weaker ones. Sow autumn salads indoors. For salad leaves to enjoy through autumn, sow seeds in trays to grow on a windowsill or sunny porch. Fill the tray with multipurpose compost, making the surface level and firm. Sow the seeds sparsely, then cover with a thin layer of compost. Water the tray using a watering can with a fine rose. Mizuna, mustard, rocket or Persian cress will all germinate fast and give a spicy addition to salads and sandwiches. Quick solutions. Prevent mosquitoes breeding in your water butt by adding a little oil to the surface of the water. This prevents any larvae from breathing. Just mix 2 teaspoons of vegetable oil into a water sprayer and spray it onto the surface. Take care not to overdo the dose, just a little oil is enough. Don't forget, dig green manure into the soil before it flowers. Cut off and throw away blighted, blackened potato tops, don't compost them. Harvest herbs and preserve them for winter by drying or freezing. Draw a plan of your plot, ready to move crops around next year.